Overall, it has been a mostly quiet Thursday across eastern New York and western New England. In most areas, it has been rather cloudy this afternoon, though there have been some areas where the sun has at least made a brief appearance. Temperatures have been largely in the 30s, though it has been a little bit colder across the north. So overall, kind of a seasonable December day, and with not much falling from the sky at all, that always helps to make things a little bit easier for those who are out on the roads. There are going to be a couple of windows of potential travel trouble coming up over the next couple of days, so I'm going to highlight those now. The first will come later tonight into tomorrow morning, when some icing will be possible, so that will at least threaten the travel a little bit, make things maybe a little bit slower than average. So be mindful of that if you are traveling early tomorrow morning. I think much of the rest of the day tomorrow, especially late morning into the afternoon, should be fine. We should be okay on Saturday as well. And then on Sunday, a storm will approach, and it's really going to be the first storm in well over a week in terms of any significant precipitation threat. Those chances for precipitation will increase during the day on Sunday. So if you can travel early, that would be better. Later in the day, there is the chance for what probably will be rain. There may be some freezing rain as well. There's still a few question marks about exactly how that storm will play out late Sunday into Monday. So there's the chance for rain, perhaps some wintry weather as well. So stay up to date on the forecast in the coming days. Now, in the short term, what we're tracking here is a warm front that will come into the area tonight, and that is why there is that concern for some icy patches. So a light icy mix is possible late tonight into tomorrow morning. It doesn't look like it's going to be anything too heavy, but as I mentioned yesterday, just a little bit of ice can cause some significant problems on the roads. So if you're going to be out early tomorrow morning, just check ahead to see how the road conditions are looking. And then as we go through the day tomorrow, temperatures should warm up above freezing. It may take a little while, especially through portions of Vermont east of the Green Mountains. But most areas get up into the 40s tomorrow, so we should see just some rain showers by afternoon. I don't think there's going to be any heavy rain during the day tomorrow. And again, I'll mention that Saturday looks to be a dry day. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy with a light icy mix, lows in the 20s to lower 30s. And for tomorrow, some icy spots during the morning, cloudy with some showers, highs in the low to mid 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy with a light icy mix, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, some icy spots during the morning, cloudy with some showers, highs in the low to mid 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, cloudy with the chance of a light icy mix, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, some icy spots are possible early, cloudy with some showers, highs in the mid to perhaps upper 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, cloudy with a light icy mix, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, some icy spots during the morning, cloudy with some showers, highs in the low to mid 40s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, a high around 40. Then on Sunday, increasing clouds with a chance of rain or freezing rain during the afternoon, a high around 40 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.